Proclamation number 230 dated the December 18th, 1937. Difficult days for patience, humility, meekness. Activity of love during the time of grace. In every hour of need the Lord is ready to offer solace for his own, and if he grants it to you, you are loved by him. My child, call upon the Father when you are anxious. He hears every pleading child and lifts them up. Behold, according to God's wise counsel, you humans must train yourselves to apply self-discipline. You must learn to patiently accept everything the Lord sends to you, for all that is given to you for the improvement of your soul. If only days of steady tranquility were granted to you, you would never be able to reach the degree of perfection you need in order to be close to the Savior. God's wisdom allows such days to come upon you so that all your virtues shall mature, such as patience, humility, gentleness and submission to God's will. Nothing is further from the Father's intention than to grant you a difficult fate, yet a far more pleasing reward beckons in the beyond if you cope with such days by training yourselves to attain these virtues. Everything that appears to make life more difficult can lead to improvement if only you always look up to the Father with love and humbly bow down to his will. And now listen to what we are permitted to proclaim to you today, while everyone on earth is preparing to celebrate the birth of Christ. There is also diligent activity in the beyond for the salvation of humanity. We take an active part in every event on earth. When mutual love between people has such an effect that one is devoted to the other, vessels remove themselves from the influences of evil powers and many blessings can be expected from this. For love educates people and lets them unconsciously develop their divine striving. And where, in turn, the urge exists to do good deeds and please another person, there will also be the Father's blessing. The human being becomes dignified in this time, where love motivates his actions. He only ever aims to act according to the advice of the inner voice. And where you endeavor to please your fellow human being in this time, you can expect the same fate. You, too, will be made happy by the Father's love. By his grace you will be permitted to refresh yourselves, and his blessing will rest upon you who live a life of love. And so the spiritual beings in the beyond also strive to exercise their activity of love increasingly more. The strength they emanate lifts untold souls up again and facilitates their work of improving themselves. If your heart only once dedicates itself to this activity of love, you will be changed forever, for love is supreme. To live in it is bliss, and the strength flowing forth from love cannot be assessed by you in earthly life, yet souls are constantly redeemed through love. And to live life on earth in this strength is an invaluable wealth which you all can attain if you always live in love. Throughout millennia love has never lost its strength, for love is divine and through love every being becomes divine. If you therefore deem love as the most supreme, you will be in contact with the eternal deity. You will draw ever closer to the Savior. You will remain in his love and detach yourselves from the power of darkness. In these days each one of you should be aware of the fact that you live in a time of grace, which can result in blessings above blessings if you consider love as the highest law. Each heart becomes more easily accessible to God's appeal, and only hardened people reject it and let the days pass by without inner reflection. Yet in the holy night many a heart experiences inner grace. It opens itself, if only for a short time, and listens to the voice which speaks to it from above. Then it would only require an ardent prayer to the Heavenly Father in order to provide him with the strength of love. Our Lord and Savior is constantly close to his earthly children. He directs and leads each person and seeks to come to their aid. Just a little faith in him and is protecting and will guide you right. Oh, we so hope that these days of loving activity amongst people will exert a favorable influence, so that they will turn to the Savior, and that they may also receive love from him in the same way as they love others. Look deeply into your hearts. Does not every child long for its father? Thus, also regard yourselves as God's children in order to be lovingly accepted by the Father, so that you may enter into his kingdom. Amen.